After the wedding ceremony ends, the ministry opportunity is not over. The couple walks down the aisle, the guests clap, the photographs begin, the reception starts, the license is signed, the officiant may feel finished. But Christian wedding ministry should not think only in terms of ceremony completion. It should think in terms of marriage formation. The wedding day creates a natural doorway for follow-up. The bride and groom have just made promises before God. They have publicly entered covenant life. They have heard scripture. They have received prayer. They have stood before witnesses. They have begun a new household. This is a holy moment to invite them into ongoing growth. Follow-up does not need to be heavy-handed. The officiant should not pressure the couple, control them, or act as if the wedding minister now owns their marriage. But a thoughtful invitation can be a beautiful act of care. A simple follow-up message might say, "Congratulations again on your wedding. It was an honor to stand with you as you entered Christian marriage before God. As you begin your life together, I encourage you to keep investing in prayer, communication, forgiveness, and spiritual growth. I would be glad to point you toward Christian marriage resources, church connection, mentoring, or continued marriage growth if that would serve you." This kind of follow-up is warm, not intrusive. It reminds the couple that marriage is not sustained by romance alone. Christian marriage is covenant life under Christ. The couple's story is real, but not sovereign. Their vows now need daily formation under scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. Follow-up pathways may include several options. One option is a Christian marriage growth course. If the couple is open to structured learning, a short course can help them discuss communication, prayer, conflict, sexuality, household stewardship, forgiveness, and spiritual rhythms. Another option is church connection. If the couple is not connected to a local church, the officiant may gently encourage them to find Christian community. Marriage is not meant to be lived in isolation. Another option is mentoring. A mature Christian couple may help newlyweds learn how to handle conflict, finances, family expectations, spiritual habits, and forgiveness. Another option is pastoral care. If the couple is facing grief, blended family complexity, religious differences, trauma, or serious relational stress, pastoral support may be wise. Another option is coaching. A life coach minister or romance officiant may help couples clarify goals, habits, communication patterns, and marriage growth plans. But coaching must never cover over danger, coercion, abuse, addiction crisis, or unresolved trauma. In those cases, referral is necessary. Another option is chaplain follow-up. In hospice, hospital, military, correctional, or crisis settings, follow-up may be brief, gentle, and context-specific. A chaplain wedding ceremony may be brief, but it must never be careless. Follow-up care may include prayer, scripture, family support, grief care, or referral to local ministry. Ministry Sciences reminds us that formation often happens through small systems. A follow-up email, a resource list, a prayer card, a marriage growth invitation, or a 30-day check-in can help couples remember that their vows are meant to become habits. The officiant should also remember privacy. Do not share couple details casually. Do not use their story publicly without permission. Do not turn follow-up into surveillance. Follow-up is not control. Follow-up is care. The goal is not to keep the couple dependent on the officiant. The goal is to help them walk with Christ, with one another, and with wise Christian support. A wedding ceremony may last 20 minutes. A marriage is meant to last a lifetime. Christian wedding ministry is at its best when it helps the bride and groom move from a beautiful ceremony into faithful covenant formation.